Activation number 9. We're going to show you the scooping technique called kinetics for deep emotional purging. So you'll have the recipient lying on a mat on the floor, and either you and or another person will be on the sides of the recipient. So the first facilitator will go into alignment and connection with the archangels that will move through your hands and your arms and begin to direct your hands to scooping like in a figure eight flow over the solar plexus. And this is mostly for your kinetic body or your magnetic body that holds emotional stress and tension. So you're helping the magnetic field to become more aligned. At the same time, you're helping deep, dense, stuck emotional energies to move towards the solar plexus, to be funneled out of the solar plexus, your emotional center. Make sure you're scooping it sort of centrally over the body. So you might have to lean forward a little bit. And you're scooping from basically their head and their feet toward their solar plexus in very slow motions. Your hands are like a scoop. And the slower you go, the better you can feel what's being scooped towards the solar plexus. And the person will eventually let go. And you will energetically see an eruption taking place over the solar plexus. Those receiving, if you feel resistance anywhere, like you're blocking the technique, just breathe. Those receiving might start to think scenes from their early life, flashbacks to when they were a child, a baby, things that their parents said to them. This is all part of related to the purging process. Okay, now stop for a moment and just rest. And then just, you can scan clairvoyantly their body. Use your instincts and your clairvoyance to just scan to see where their body is. You're just observing. You're not trying to do anything. Watch how the person is breathing or not breathing. If you instinctively feel they're stuck, whisper in their ear, breathe. Breathing will help keep the energy moving. When you stop breathing, you basically are stuck. Now, there should be no energy leakage from the body. So either facilitator, if you sense they're leaking energy out of their ankles or their knees or the rib cage or anywhere, gently place one palm over that area for a bit, 10 seconds. Don't do anything, but just put your hand over the leakage area and it will seal up. All the energy should be coming out of their solar plexus. So when you feel ready again and the archangel begins to guide you with the scooping again, start scooping again. And maybe go diagonally from left foot to right shoulder or vice versa. Right foot, left shoulder, left foot, right shoulder. Keep all of your arms relaxed as you scoop. No tension in your hands, your fingers, or your arms. It is best to keep your fingers together so your hands actually look like a scoop. Yeah. And watch how the person is breathing. You want to watch for rapid eye movement in their eyelids, which means that something very deep is happening with the release. Rapid eye movement. So those receiving the work, if you catch yourself not breathing, that means you were stuck in that moment, wherever your awareness was. And just continue to breathe. You may feel temperature changes. When they take a deep breath, those receiving, that means something happened. And then when you're ready, you can alternate. Those scooping can now rest. And the other facilitator can be in scooping. Ask for the archangel to step into your body, literally, and take over control of your hands and arms. Remembering that you are unlayering, each scoop is like unlayering another level. Until you get to the core, it will be obvious when you get to the core. Your hands will tell you. Yes, accommodate if they lift up their legs. Second chakra energy, this is a good technique for helping people to free up their second chakra energy as well as the third chakra energy and oftentimes the base chakra energy, the survival stuff. Sometimes they may feel a bit dizzy. That's natural. Lightheaded, that's natural. Nauseousness, it can be very common. You just whisper in their ear that they're not going to throw up. It just feels like they might throw up. That means you're starting to hit the core of deep, deep emotional holding patterns. Oftentimes, a person receiving will just space out. They'll be gone. I would encourage, if you sense that they're spacing out, leaving their body, I would encourage you to whisper in their ear very softly, stay in your body. It's all good. Because sometimes people are afraid of those emotions and they'll want to leave. You can tell them before the session starts that the intention is not to relive any traumatic experiences, but to simply assist in releasing that suppressed energy from the body, not only the physical body, but the emotional body. That's good. That's good. Imagine that your hands, your arms are orchestrating movements in the person's body like you were. That's good. Let her keep doing that. That's good. People might have kriyas, involuntary body shaking, jerking. That's good. The idea here is to not suppress anything that's coming up. Young kids respond very well to this technique since it's non-touch. Great for babies that have just been born. They only need like a few minutes of this. But any young person, they respond very well. You can do this with your pets if you can get them to lie on their back. Cats love it. Dogs love it. You can do this long distance over the phone. You just visualize their bodies in front of you. And then you instruct them verbally through the phone what to do. Coughing's good. Again, it's important to tell them before you start that the intent of this technique called kinetics is not to relive a traumatic event in your life. So this is great for PTSD for soldiers that I come back from the war zones. It's a very gentle healing technique for deep emotional wounding. Okay, you can pause now, take a break. Okay, the other facilitator, you're going to ask your angel, do we need to continue scooping or should we just stay in pause mode? And so whatever your answer is, you follow it. So if you're in pause mode, you can scan the body without being intrusive and just notice energetically what's happening, because this is feedback you can give them after you finish the treatment. Remember, the body is not used to this technique. And so you're introducing in a way, a new way of working with the body. This would be wonderful for pre-delivery preparation. So for those moms that are carrying babies, it'd be good to do this in first or second trimester. This will help clear the womb space of anything that might get in the way of a ecstatic delivery. It's also good for the mom to help her release any emotional buildup regarding having a baby, the anxiety, all of that. This is great for people that are about to make transition. And this technique also is good for people that are starting a new job or starting a new healing practice. It'll help to release the anxiety of a new beginning, starting a new project. Now, if your hands feel like you picked up energy that feels staticky, maybe a little sharp, gently shake your hands off to the side of your body and release the energy. Or you can dip your hands in cold water. You always wash your hands after the session in cold water. And again, if you feel like the body's leaking energy, just lay your palms of your hands over that area for about 10 seconds, and it will begin to automatically seal up. Areas of possible leakage would be any areas that have been injured, basically. Shoulder injuries, knee injuries, sprained ankles, fractures of any kind, head concussions. So if you need to touch the body, remember the body is very sensitive. In these kinds of energetic healing sessions, the recipient's body becomes very sensitive to touch. So it's always a light, loving touch, like angel touch. And facilities, remember, you're not taking on any of their energy. Your field is staying clear, so you can invoke a bubble of light around you, if you will, whatever you do to stay in your space and in a warm and loving environment. Now, you can ask the Earth Mother to help. All you need to do is just ask her to help. Now, if you were to do a full session without interruptions, it will be ideally 44 minutes. But you can do a mini session of about 15 or 20 minutes. And then always, before you officially end the session, you will have your recipient drink a glass of water, at least 4 ounces worth. That will help the cells to integrate the treatment. This is also, interestingly enough, a very gentle way of helping people to release cords. So if a person comes for a session and they say, I want to release some cords to my parents, my ex-husband, my former boyfriend, this weird person I met at the bar that's plugging into me, you can do this technique. Now, those facilitators that are not scooping and in a meditative state, you want to start talking to your angel. You can ask it, who is this? And then you can also ask your angel if there's anything that I need to communicate with my client when we're all done. And you just open up your telepath channels. That's good. You can stop so she can do that. Yes. And then trust what you get. And I would wait until her body calms down just a little bit. So go into meditation and hold the space. Just hold the space of peace. So again, this is a non-doing technique, although your arms are being used to facilitate the emotional purging. But on a consciousness level, you're doing nothing. You're holding the space. You can tell when the body is about finished with the releasing, because you will sense that the body went into a deep state of calm. And that will tell you that they are at least done for right now. But you don't want to do this session more than 44 minutes. That's way enough time. And you will tell your client that the effects of this will come over time. The release will come over time. That this is an initiation of the process of deep emotional purging. This is the alternative to psychotherapy, and can even be an alternative to hypnotherapy and even energy work. So when you feel the client's energy has calmed down and is kind of like cruising, if you know what I mean, cruising, then the session is pretty much over. And in which case, if you feel guided, ask your angel. If you are to put either one of the facilitators, if you are to put your hands on their belly and or upper chest area, just for comfort, you will ask, do the hands need to be placed somewhere? So you can ask location and for how long. If you get no response or you get a no, then you're done, basically. In which case, you will tell the client to allow the integration to start. And in about 2 minutes, you can begin to set up on the mat and we can talk. Now, remember, facilitators, when the client gets up, they may be in a state of like, where's my voice? How do I begin to talk? They might be a bit, not disoriented, but in a place of like a new place. And so their brain's trying to calibrate how to vocalize the experience, which for many will be very hard to describe. So you ask them, how are you feeling emotionally? You're not asking them to figure out what they experienced. You're asking, how are you feeling? What are you feeling in your body? So when you're ready, each station will share in a low voice, and then we'll have a short group circle in about 5 to 10 minutes.